Welcome to the Let's Talk Business podcast. On each episode, we'll take a look at the businesses and people making headlines across the globe. We'll review books and analyze interviews from the leaders of the business world. The Let's Talk Business podcast looks for businesses, people, and ideas to invest in.
I am your host, Stephen Mayer. I'm considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured. Those 9 words sent Wall Street into a frenzy, shot Tesla's stock price up 11%, and eventually resulted in an SEC lawsuit that cost Elon Musk $20 million and his role as chairman of the board. Tesla has always been a popular stock to talk about, but on August 7th, it truly dominated Wall Street. We know now there are no immediate plans to take Tesla private. But I think Tesla will strongly consider going private in the next few years, so I think it's worth it to study the potential ramifications of doing so. What would the effects of taking Tesla private be? Would it be a good decision for the company to go private? Let's dive in and take a look. The tweet heard around the financial world was sent on August 7th. The media impact of the tweet and the subsequent stock price jump forced the Nasdaq to halt trading to sort through the chaos. Trading later resumed, and the stock ended up 11% that day. I wanted to take a closer look at the tweet to see if we can get an idea of what Musk's mindset was and why he tweeted what he did. It's obvious to me that Musk jumped the gun here and took an overly simplistic view of what it takes to take a company private. Taking a company as large as Tesla private requires more than a few phone calls to potential investors. In his blog posts on the Tesla website, Musk states that he had been having ongoing discussions with the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund about taking Tesla private. But how far those discussions had gone, and what discussions he had with other potential investors, is really anyone's guess. And the SEC begged to differ as well. If you take Musk at his word, his 9-word tweet was a calculated move that made his intentions completely transparent to all stockholders. However, there are reasons to be skeptical. Musk never notified his board that he was to be making the announcement to consider taking the company private. He'd been in discussions with them regarding the possibility, but did not coordinate as to when and how the announcement would be made. That would probably have been a good idea since they were sure to be bombarded with questions as soon as the tweet was out. His quote-unquote announcement being made on Twitter and not via an official company statement or press release also reeks of a spur-the-moment decision. Who knows? Maybe Twitter is the way that Musk intends to announce company-altering events. He is an unconventional CEO, after all. But in a blog post published after the taking private tweet, his own words indicate that he was still talking with potential investors and engaging advisors to investigate a range of potential structures and options. It does not sound like someone that has truly thought through everything that goes into executing such a monumental business decision. And the fact that Musk reversed course less than 3 weeks later gives credence to my belief that he hadn't fully thought through or examined the consequences of taking the company private. To me, it seems that the taking Tesla private tweet was Musk getting excited and wanting to generate buzz over Tesla. It did not appear to be a fully thought out idea, given Musk's own words and the events that have transpired since. Unfortunately for Musk, if you're the CEO of a $50 billion publicly traded company, you can't just go onto Twitter posting hypotheticals that have a multi-billion dollar impact and fundamentally change the nature of the business. Or at least that's what the SEC and Department of Justice believe. They have both opened independent investigations against Musk. The SEC recently closed their investigation and charged Musk with defrauding investors, threatening his role as chairman and CEO. Just 2 days after announcing the lawsuit, Musk settled with the SEC, agreeing to a $20 million fine and relinquishing his role as chairman of the company. His role as CEO is safe for now. Musk and Tesla are also being hit with multiple class action lawsuits. S3 Partners estimated that the single tweet cost short sellers more than $1 billion. What an age we live in, right? A single tweet can cost billions of dollars to change hands. The real issue with the tweet is the funding secured portion. That leads people to believe that a decision is imminent. And hell, if a company's stock is trading at $350 And the CEO of that company said that he has funding lined up to acquire shares at $420. Who wouldn't jump all over it? It's where the main issue with Musk's tweet lies. Did Musk, in fact, have funding secured? Again, from his own words, he's still discussing the move with potential investors. Did not feel that Musk had all of his ducks in a row when he sent the tweet. And the SEC really honed in on this part. In their lawsuit, they alleged that Musk did not, in fact, have anything near enough funding secured to take the company private at $420 a share. Now that we've studied the company and the tweet itself, let's take a look at what the effects of taking Tesla private could be. To do that, let's analyze the difference that Tesla will face as a private company versus a public company. Most obvious difference between Tesla as a private company is that their shares will no longer be traded on a public exchange. Since the shares would no longer be on the stock exchange, it would be much more difficult for a typical investor to acquire a stake in the company. For an average investor to invest in a private company, you would typically need to invest in a mutual fund that owns an interest in the company. Fidelity Investments OTC Portfolio Mutual Fund is a significant investor in Tesla, owning about 6% of outstanding shares. So that would be a way to invest in Tesla if it were going to go private. Of course, Tesla may only comprise 1% to 3% of the mutual fund, so you're really only investing a small portion of your money into Tesla. Investing in Tesla through a private equity company is another way of doing so. The private equity company would need to be publicly traded, and like with mutual funds, Tesla would only make up a fraction of the company's investments. So there isn't a great way to invest in Tesla if it's private, unless, of course, you get a job with the company, as most employees own some shares of the company. On the other side of the equation, it's more difficult for a shareholder of private Tesla to sell off their shares, as there is no readily available market in which to sell them. The issue is similar when it comes to debt. Public companies can secure capital through debt offerings on the public market by selling corporate bonds. They are unable to do this as easily as a private company. Private company must secure debt through private bond offerings or through a bank. Both of these scenarios typically offer less favorable debt terms since there are fewer lenders available. There are also significant differences when it comes to financial reporting. Publicly traded companies face much stricter reporting requirements and are required to disclose significant information to the public. I won't go into too much detail the reporting requirements of public companies because it's very accounting heavy. I don't want you to hate me forever. The main takeaway here is that public companies are required to disclose much more information than private companies, and some of the requirements can be a burden. Let's shift our focus to the differences between public and private companies in terms of business operations. In theory, public companies have a number one goal of maximizing shareholder value, aka maximizing the stock price. Maximizing shareholder value can at times be in the best interest of the company. One can easily find a correlation between the financial health of a company and its stock price. The better the company is doing, the higher the stock price should be. And a lot of times that is the case. But there are plenty of times when this is not the case, and I think Tesla represents one of these cases. Many public companies lament the impact that quarterly earnings have on its stock price, places too much emphasis on the current situation, and loses sight of the company's long-term prospects. It's not to say that the stock price has no effect. It does. But the present health of a company is not the greatest indicator of a company's long-term prospects. It ignores the effects of long-term planning and investment, including research and development of things such as new product lines and services. It also ignores certain market factors. One example of this for Tesla would be the world's growing demand for electric vehicles. Its growing demand boosts the future outlook for Tesla decades into the future. But this outlook is not yet being factored into its stock price. If a company spends a lot of money on developing new product lines, they'll incur upfront costs without the revenue to show for it. This will likely negatively impact its price, and it could lead to shareholder actions that will harm its future development. Investors really need to take the long view with Tesla, considering they have yet to turn a profit due to significant R&D expenses and production issues. Tesla's very high orders lined up for its Model 3 that cannot be included in its income statement until those cars are produced and sold. However, Tesla really is a unique company. Its stock price is remarkably high considering the massive losses it's taking each quarter. In 2017, the net loss was almost $2 billion. The first two quarters of 2018, the company has already passed $1.4 billion in losses, and the losses each quarter keep growing larger. It's not a revenue issue either, as revenue has been consistently increasing. It's quite alarming that the company is burning through cash so rapidly, and at some point, this will inevitably drive the stock price down. The future is not all doom and gloom, though. Analysts are still predicting negative earnings at Q3. They're expecting a significant reduction in losses as compared to Q2. And that's the key with Tesla. The long-term prospects remain mostly favorable as their technology remains superior and they have future orders lined up for years. However, current shareholders don't much care for how successful Tesla is in 5 to 10 years. They may not even be shareholders at that point. They care about the present term, and they like to know when Tesla plans to turn a profit. Tesla does not have an unlimited cash supply, and it won't be able to keep borrowing more. If the losses keep coming, the shareholders get antsy, they could mobilize to make some changes with the company and its board. Larger shareholders, including private equity firms, at some point will demand that the company start to show glimpses of generating cash flows. Tesla won't keep its hold on the electric vehicle market for too much longer. Many other car companies are already developing their own electric vehicle models that rival Tesla's. I've seen some excellent reviews on Jaguar's new electric models as just one example. Tesla has the glamour and has the buzz, but will need to put up or shut up at some point. So, would going private benefit Tesla? I think going private is a good idea for Tesla for a variety of reasons. Tesla would be able to avoid the influence of shareholders who are only looking for a boost to the stock price, and allow them to make significant investments upfront that will pay off down the road, and they could do so without the public threatening to take action. It would also allow them to avoid a corporate takeover from a hedge fund or private equity firm. As it currently stands, Tesla is far more valuable with Musk at the helm, but if he continues to show questionable judgment and erratic behavior, and the stock dips to a low enough price, corporate takeover is a possibility at some time in the future. Musk only owns 22% of the outstanding shares, so he does not personally own a controlling interest. We've witnessed Musk's contempt for short sellers before. Can only imagine the Twitter rants that would come about if a group of investors were trying to take the company over. Being held privately will allow Elon Musk and team to operate independently, away from the concerns and demands of these shareholders. They don't have to worry about maintaining the stock price or appeasing shareholders. This is particularly important for a company like Tesla and its enigmatic CEO. Elon Musk possesses a cult following similar to the one that Steve Jobs had at Apple. Musk is as synonymous with Tesla as Jobs was with Apple. When an investor invests in Tesla, they are really investing in Musk. The result of this cult following is that so much of the company's reputation and health rides on him and his actions. This can be good and bad, and we've seen both sides with Tesla. Let's analyze the good first. Musk's vision and leadership have taken Tesla from a niche electric vehicle company to the largest automaker in the country in terms of market cap. What he has done is truly remarkable. The US auto market is nearly impossible to penetrate. It's controlled by a small group of giant companies and very high barriers to entry. Perhaps the biggest obstacle that a new automaker must overcome to succeed are the enormous fixed costs associated with producing automobiles. A new car company is looking at several millions of dollars before it even makes a penny. So the fact that Musk has taken Tesla to the top in only 14 years is a testament to his brilliance. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing for Musk at Tesla, especially over the past 2 months. Tesla's most valuable asset, Elon Musk, has also emerged as its biggest liability. We've seen this borne out over the past couple of months through a series of incidents that have called into question his ability to lead a $50 billion company. We've already covered the taking Tesla private tweet, which, even in the most optimistic terms, can be considered a lapse in judgment. But then there's Musk's bizarre feud with the British diver who helped rescue the trapped Thai soccer team in a cave in Thailand. It's one thing to call this diver a pedophile on Twitter with absolutely no proof or evidence. I get it. Sometimes people on Twitter can really piss you off. Pro tip number one, stay off Twitter. There are keyboard warriors out there that derive enjoyment from causing others pain. Maybe Musk was having a bad day, but it's a completely different thing to then double down on those claims for seemingly no reason at all after everyone had pretty much moved on from it. That'll get you hit with a defamation lawsuit, and one has to wonder what in the hell he was thinking. The defamation suit won't affect Tesla as a company, but it does call into question the judgment of a man who's in charge of thousands of employees. Then there was the Joe Rogan podcast in early September. Leaving aside one's personal thoughts on smoking weed, the optics of watching the CEO of an enormous company casually smoking a blunt on a live video cast are not great. If Tesla were private, he'd be able to smoke all the weed he wanted. He could create a video channel where all he did was smoke weed and list off famous people that he thinks are pedophiles without freaking out investors. Of course, I'm being facetious here. But Musk would have a lot more freedom to rage tweet at his haters and doubters. That'd be fun for all of us. Another reason that I think Musk and Tesla would benefit from being private is in relation to Musk's arch nemesis, the short seller. Elon's disdain for those shorting his stock is notorious throughout Wall Street. While no executive of any company is particularly thrilled about investors betting that their company's future stock price will fall, Musk's focus on Tesla short sellers is something else. But a lot of Musk's contempt is justified. At the time that Musk made his going private tweet, Tesla was the world's most shorted stock. These short sellers serve as a distraction for Musk and the board of directors. It also gives rise to attacks on the company by short sellers that may harm its brand. They have incentive to drag the price down. At the very least, going private and ridding the company of those rooting for its harm will allow Musk to focus more of his time and efforts on the direction of the company. To sum up, I think Musk's personality and the nature of Tesla's business make it more beneficial for Tesla to go private. The company could focus on its long-term future and not have to worry about answering for its CEO when he does something unexpected. So what actually happens when a publicly traded company decides to go public? One of the first considerations is evaluation of existing outstanding shares that investors own. Musk estimated a price of $420 per share, which makes a lot of sense after the Joe Rogan podcast. But in reality, the $420 was roughly $70 or 20% over the price that the stock was trading on at that day. Current shareholders would have been offered the option of selling their shares for $420 each, or keeping their shares and staying invested in the company when it went private. In a blog post on Tesla's website, Musk stated that he hoped all current investors would keep their shares and stay invested in the company. That won't be possible. Many mutual funds would be required to sell the shares of Tesla if the company were to go private, since going private would delist the company from the NASDAQ. Many of these funds are only able to invest in companies listed on a stock exchange. For non-mutual fund investors, many shareholders would opt to sell their shares for the $420 price, since it represented a large increase over the current market price. These shareholders could cash in their shares for a tidy profit. Other shareholders may view the $420 per share price as an overvaluation of the company and would choose to sell if they don't believe that the shares will be worth that much in the future. And still others may want to avoid the headaches of going private and choose not to go along for the ride with Tesla. Musk himself predicted that 2/3 of shares owned by all current investors would roll over to a private Tesla. That would mean that Tesla and or other investors would need to acquire the 1/3 of shares that would have been sold as a result of going private. When Musk stated that he had funding secured, the funding would have been to buy these shares back from investors. Musk stated that the capital required to go private would be funded through equity and not debt, as he doesn't want to load Tesla up with more debt. I think this is a smart decision as well, due to Tesla's inability to generate positive cash flows. Adding more debt to Tesla may put them in danger of defaulting on their loans and bonds if the company isn't able to rein in expenses and show some signs of that future profits are attainable. Since the funding would only be in the form of equity, it would not be considered a leveraged buyout. This would be considered a management buyout as it's done in coordination with the management of the company. Private equity firm or multiple firms would be expected to provide the capital to acquire the shares that investors were looking to part with. In Tesla's scenario, Musk claimed that the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund would have provided a substantial amount of the capital needed. Musk would probably have reached out to additional funds for the remaining capital needed. A buyout of this size would require multiple private equity firms involved. Another thing to consider from a PE perspective is the investment horizon of Tesla. The main indicator of success for a fund is its rate of return. The length of time that an investment is outstanding has a substantial impact on the rate of return. The longer the investment takes to materialize, the lower the rate of return, all things equal. If Tesla were to go private in 2018 or 2019, I wouldn't think that it would make for an eminently attractive target company for many funds. It'll be years before the company can generate enough cash to provide solid rates of return. If Tesla were looking to go private over the next decade, I could see much greater appetite from the PE community. Of course, the closer it gets to positive cash flows, the more expensive it'll be to invest. There's a sweet spot somewhere in there that Tesla and its advisors will need to find in order to maximize its valuation. For a brief period of time, between when the SEC filed its lawsuit against Musk and when it was settled, about 2 days, it looked like Musk's role as CEO was in jeopardy. Losing Musk as CEO would have been disastrous for Tesla, and the mere thought of such an event tanked the stock by 13%. It appears the disaster has been averted for the time being, but the possibility may cause Musk to push harder to go private in the future. If he's unable to contain his emotions on Twitter, going private would be a way to mitigate the consequences of his future actions. Being a private company would give Musk and his board much greater freedom to run the company how they see fit. It'll allow them to prioritize the long-term future of the company over the current earnings and profits. Tesla is a unique company with a very complex technology backing its vehicles. Musk and his team know the inner workings far better than any investor does. While that's true for pretty much any company, it's especially true for a specialized company like Tesla. Now that wraps up today's episode. We'll be sure to address any Tesla developments as they happen in the future. Whether you're a fan of Tesla or not, it's a fascinating company that often dominates the news cycle. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you next time.